Welcome back to the Book of Psalms. The 20th is a blessing psalm. Beautiful concept, a blessing. Words spoken aloud to speak hope for your future, vision for what's to come. More importantly, words to invoke the blessing and protection of the Lord over your life. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. You know who says words like that? A mom. One who cares. Who spent the last couple decades being the one who answered the call for help. Or a dad who devoted his life to protect and provide. Now sending them out into the world. May the Lord answer you. May his name protect you now. As a dad with grown kids, I am well familiar. First at school, then college, work, wedding. It's your life now, son. May the Lord answer when you call. But there is another send-off quite different, and it is the occasion for this psalm. Sending off to war. Psalm 20 is a blessing for the warriors, pronounced by those staying back, family, countrymen, priests. David wrote it, and he was well familiar. David's whole life was battle, and he wanted these words pronounced over his troops before each battle. So how do you prepare for battle? Now, you and I might picture the battles of work and life, and I think it's fair to apply this psalm at home, but with a humble and solemn respect for the very real wars fought by those for whom it was first written. First, consider what it meant then apply it now. And also, a middle step, consider what it meant to Jesus and his battle. Jesus is our warrior king. His war is against the very enemies of our souls. The New Testament applies more passages from Psalms to Jesus' life than from any other book, and we're just two chapters away from the crucifixion psalm. So it makes sense to look for Messiah here and the leading up to the cross. The powers of darkness stood ready to vent their fury. The sin of the world and death itself prepared to destroy him. And Isaiah 50 pictures Jesus setting his face like flint for the battle ahead. Indeed, this blessing fits well. And that also helps us. For Jesus' battle is our battle, and in his victory, and his alone, we win. So as you read, first picture the armies of ancient Israel, ready to follow King David into battle, as the people gather to pray and to sing this blessing loud over their heroes and their king. Start with David, then consider Jesus, then apply it now. Got it? Let's dive in. Verse 1. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. Distress will come. You will call. May the Lord answer. Four times we will see that word. Our Lord does more than listen. He answers and he protects. But look closely. May the name of God protect. Name is personal. You know him. Name represents character. God revealed his name at Sinai, the Lord, compassionate and gracious, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love, forgiving, but also punishing the wicked. All that is bound up in his name. When my kids were little, they all knew that in loud and crowded spaces, I didn't always respond to Dad, too noisy. But when they called my name, worked every time. Name is personal. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. You know him. He is faithful. Calling him God of Jacob takes our relationship way back before Israel even believed. God was always faithful, even when we were not. Verse 2. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. The sanctuary was God's dwelling place on earth. God is everywhere, of course. But the warriors of Israel had a powerful reference point to anchor their faith, a reminder that the Lord dwells among them, the sanctuary. At the dedication of the temple, Solomon called upon the Lord to hear when his servant prays toward this place. Verse 3, may he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. The sacrifices and offerings made the believer acceptable before God. They atoned for sin, so the believer could approach the Lord. Without them, why bother asking for God's help in battle if I am his enemy? I need the sacrifice. Now, fast forwarding to the cross, this blessing prayer really hits home. as Jesus headed to battle against death itself, the great hope of every believer was for the Father to accept Jesus' sacrifice. And our great hope in every battle is for the Lord to remember Jesus' sacrifice for us, that we might be heard. Every offering is fulfilled in Christ. Yet it is quite powerful for me to picture the Old Testament warriors first, and what those sacrifices meant to them. Verse 4, may he give you the desire of your heart, and make all your plans succeed. Now be careful with that one. Selfish desires and selfish plans have no place here. But if you're laying your life down to walk into battle for God's kingdom with selfless intent, this is absolutely for you. May he give you success. You know, it's funny how I read the words differently now than I once did. As a younger man reading words like these, I pictured my own need. I was the one heading to battle through life and serve the Lord. I'm older now. I still have plenty of battles, but reading the blessing now, I immediately think of my kids. My oldest is parenting, my son preparing for marriage and planning for mission far away, my youngest beginning college. This blessing speaks my heart for them. Verse 5, may we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. As the peoples declare the blessing with one voice over their warriors heading out, they picture the return, victory, banners waving high in the wind. And notice again, banners in the name of our God, his glory, not ours. And then the seventh and final blessing. May the Lord grant all your requests. Then in verse 6, the voice changes quite literally. Thus far, the peoples have sung the blessing together, but notice the wording change. No longer we, but I. In my mind's eye, I see it. The warriors standing to receive the blessing, facing the priests and the peoples, all proclaiming the blessing with loud voices. Then a pause, a hush of anticipation, and one voice rings out. One voice to rally them all, like William Wallace in Braveheart. A declaration. Verse 6. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary, with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. That one voice will echo in the hearts and minds of the warriors. Now this I know. That's right, I do know. The Lord gives victory to his anointed. That's the king. God has chosen him. The Lord has made him victorious against all odds. We follow him into battle. Yet the word anointed in Hebrew is Messiah. This psalm is about Jesus. He is our king. We follow him into battle, and this I know. The Lord gives victory to his Messiah. And in my own battles through life, verse 7 echoes again and again. Some trust in chariots. In David's time, chariots were the pinnacle of weaponry, a key measure of wartime strength. Yet God had commanded his kings not to multiply and amass horses. At least in David's time, they obeyed. So how could they compete in battle? When they stepped up to the battle lines and looked across, outgunned and outmanned, that lone voice would echo again. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. This was their legacy. Abraham against the four kings, slaves in Egypt escaping the world's largest army, Joshua at Jericho, Gideon with 300 men taking on 135,000, now David. Notice, we trust in the name. We know his name, the Lord. When I face battle, I trust in the name, Jesus, Yeshua. The Lord, abounding in love and faithfulness, saves. Verse 8, they are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. The lone voice finishes. You can feel the crowd lift as they prepare for one final shout. And now the warriors join in. They know it. They've declared it time and again. They've received the blessing, and now their shout fills the skies. Verse 9, Lord, Give victory to the King. Answer us when we call. Read Psalm 20. Receive the blessing and shout for our warrior Messiah, who laid down his life to conquer death and save enemies and sinners like us. Long live the King.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.